And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 25th of February, 2013. It's the birthday of Anthony Burgess, born in Manchester, England, 1917. Majored in English literature, joined the army. He was good at languages. He moved ahead in military intelligence, got a job with the British Colonial Service. He was posted to Malaysia, became fluent in Malaysian, taught in a boys' school, wrote novels for pleasure on the side, went off to a teaching post in Borneo, started to get headaches, and then one day collapsed in front of the classroom. He was flown back to London, where doctors said he had a brain tumor, inoperable. He had 1 year to live, and he didn't have a job. He had no money to spend that terminal year traveling, so he started out to make money for his widow and wrote at a furious pace, wrote 5 novels in 1 year, and it turned out he did not have a brain tumor, and he did not die. Kept writing at a furious pace, outlived his wife by many years, eventually died of lung cancer in 1993, 30 books and 30 years later. Wrote his most famous book, A Clockwork Orange, in just 3 weeks in 1962, which was inspired by a tragic experience of his and his wife's. Soon after he was married, when his wife was pregnant, she was mugged by 4 young American Army deserters in London and afterward miscarried their child. A Clockwork Orange, set in future England, featuring a teenage anti-hero, Alex, who leads his gang of friends on acts of random violence, but in the end grows up and realizes that violence is a bore, and he wants to marry and have a child. That last chapter was cut off the American edition of A Clockwork Orange, and also left off the movie by Stanley Kubrick, which irritated Anthony Burgess, the fact that the novel and the film seemed to glorify sex and violence, and had left off the chapter about maturity and redemption. Here's a poem for today by Paul Hastavsky, entitled Trombone Lesson. The 20 minutes from 9:30 to 9:50 is actually slightly longer than the 20 minutes from 9:50 to 9:10, which is half downhill, as anyone who's ever stared at the hillocky face of a clock in the 5th grade will tell you. My trombone lesson with Mr. Lester was out the classroom door and down the tessellating hallway to the band room, which was full of empty chairs and music stands, from 9:10 to 9:40, which is 30 minutes, and was actually slightly shorter than the 20 minutes that came before or after, which, as anyone who's ever played trombone will tell you, had to do with the length of the slide and the smell of the brass and also the mechanism of the spit valve and the way that Mr. Lester accompanied me on his silver trumpet, making the music sound so elegantly and eminently better than when I practiced it at home for hours and hours, which were all much shorter than an hour, actually, as anyone who's ever practiced the art of deception with a musical instrument will tell you, if he's honest and has any inkling of the spluttering, sliding, flaring, slippery nature of time, youth, and trombones. Paul Hastavsky's poem Trombone Lesson from Bending the Notes, published by Main Street Rag Publishing Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, whose Reputation Defender service is designed to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at Reputation.com. Produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.